Hello.
Yes, good evening. Today we're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. Now, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you, using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you? Number 1, democracy.
A 10.
Okay. Immigration.
10.
Okay. A student loan debt.
A 9.
Okay. Kindergarten through 12 education.
10.
Okay. Abortion rights.
A 6.
All right. Healthcare.
10.
Okay. Racism and discrimination.
A 7.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that for me?
8. Let's do 8.
Oh, thank you. Reproductive freedom.
A 9.
Okay. Jobs and wages.
10.
Right. Crime and violence.
9.
All right. Voting rights.
That's a 5. I don't see everybody can vote. A 5.
Okay. Thank you. Inflation and the cost of living.
10 plus.
Thank you. Criminal justice reform.
A 9.
Thank you. And climate change.
A 9. No, 8.
Thank you. Now, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands right now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote? Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we cover all races equally, what is your race?
What is my race? Biracial.
Okay. Can you please specify what races?
I'm black and white.
Thank you. Now, are you registered to vote, or like many other people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. Just to make sure that we cover all ages equally, what is the year of your birth?
I'm sorry. Oh, 1974.
74. Bless you, by the way.
Thank you.
What is the highest level of a school that you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have a master's degree in education.
Okay, just to make sure, you said that is a master's degree?
Yes, in education. I'm a teacher.
Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel that your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means that your vote has no power at all. A 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
Well, I'm thinking maybe a 5. I used to think it was more, but let's say 5.
Thank you. Now, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter the most to this community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means the Black community has no power at all. A 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to this community.
0.
Thank you. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people and organizations and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinions or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. Number 1, John Ossoff.
How do I feel? You're asking me how do I feel about him?
That is correct, on a scale of 0 to 10.
Let me see. A 7.
Okay. Number 2, Andre Dickens.
Okay. That's the mayor. I think he's doing pretty well. Let's say an 8.
Thank you. Brad Raffensperger.
I'm really not familiar with him.
Not a problem. Next is Tim Wolfs.
6.
Okay. J.D. Vance.
I'm not very familiar with that one.
Not a problem. Brian Kemp.
Maybe 7.
Thank you. Raphael Warnock.
7.
Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Right now, I don't know.
Thank you. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, or Jill Stein?
Right now, like I said, I really don't know.
Okay, thank you. Oh.